Oh, Adam, look at those red, delicious apples.
Funny. They look like wine saps to me.
Whatever. But imagine all the things I could make with them. Apple sauce, apple pie, apple jacks.
Hey, could you make some Snapple to wet my Adam's apple? Get it? My Adam's apple? I'm the funniest guy on the planet.
Adam, you're the only guy on the planet. Now help me start picking.
Wait a minute, Eve. God gave us every tree in this garden to eat from. Except this very one.
I know. But when someone says don't do something, what do you naturally want to do? Besides, God's not around, so he won't even know. Go ahead, take a bite.
It is a wine sap.
Now, doing what God tells us not to do is called sin. And since God is always with us, he knows everything, just as he knew Adam and Eve had sinned.
We don't know how long Adam and Eve had been in the garden, but we do know that until this time, they had always obeyed God. But when Adam and Eve sinned, the garden became a place where God could no longer live.
So as the angels in heaven watched Adam and Eve leave the garden in shame, what do you think they might have said?